heard? It's okay to show a smidgen of your underwear in Virginia. Virginia delegate Algie Howell had introduced a bill that would make teenage boys and hip-hoppers of any age and sex liable to a $50 fine if their baggy, drooping pants revealed their undergarments. Like their shorts, the issue got immediate exposure. It ignited a worldwide firestorm. Forcing people to hitch up their pants violates free expression, free speech, and other free things, people wrote the Virginia legislature. It's racist, since young African Americans are said to have started the trend. Never mind that Delegate Howell is a black man and a longtime civil rights leader. What right does a 67-year-old fossil have to tell us how to dress? The legislature got the message. The droopy pants bill was defeated unanimously in committee. It dawned on the lawmakers in Richmond that the time to take a stand against low-hanging britches had passed a couple of decades ago. Kids' fashions have progressed, or slid, to the point that underwear today is not only out in the open, it's a hot fashion accessory. Boxers and briefs and thongs are now designed to match the rest of one's clothing. Designer names like DJ and Tommy Hilfiger are stitched right on the waistband. They're the first thing we all see, whether we like it or not, when loose-fitting pants start to slide south. Indeed, kids' pants aren't usually baggy so much anymore. Today's hip-huggers are built to ride low. So low, they're called low-rise, even extreme low-rise. So underwear is peeking out all over Virginia. I'm Ted Lanfair.